10 EWs.
Take a little walk to the edge of town and go across the track where the viaduct looms like a bird of doom as it shifts and cracks. Where secrets lie in the border fires and the humming wise, yeah, man, you know you're never coming back. Across the square, across the bridge, past the mills, past the stacks. On a gathering storm comes a tall, handsome man in a dusty black coat with a red right hand.
Welcome, Scaredy Cats Nation, to another episode of Scaredy Cats. I'm one of your hosts, Daniel Big Sexy Hummer. I'm here with my sister, Mindy.
Hi, guys. Cuckoo, cuckoo. We're ready. It's Halloween season, finally.
It is.
My season. Yeah. When I come to life, I'm so happy. I've got my little witch sleeves going on, my long sleeves. We are really excited. We have a lot to do this month, but I'm going to pass it to Daniel to go ahead and do our plugs.
Yes, we have the final tonight, so that'll be fun to get into. Great movie. Also, make sure to check out the Dirt Sheet Dudes every Wednesday and Friday after AEW and SmackDown. After AEW on Wednesday, that's the regular Dirt Sheet Dudes wrestling podcast. After on Fridays, it's the Hollywood Hangout where they do their movie reviews, so make sure to check that out. It's good content, good stuff, great guys. Make sure to check us out 6:30 on Fridays for Unscripted Wrestling, Saturdays for Unscripted Unlimited, and Sundays here between 2 and 3 for Scaredy Cats. So we got a lot of good stuff down the pipeline, but let's get into it, Mindy.
All right. So the final was actually a movie that Daniel actually saw before me, which is kind of rare, actually.
Yeah.
We don't normally have that, but it happened, and I fell in love with it. Daniel loves some parts.
Yeah.
And some others are, he's just like, no, absolutely not. So we are going to be discussing the good and the bad and the ugly like we always do.
All of it. This is one of those movies that it debuted at like a horror con type festival. It was at After Dark Horror Fest 2012. So it never really got a theatric release. So we don't have like numbers or anything to talk about here. But it's a pretty well-done movie. I mean, reviews there hasn't been too many reviews on it because it is kind of underground independent.
Yeah, it's very indie.
But it's also got good production values for being an independent movie.
And it's got a couple good actors in it, too,
Yeah. Actually.
We got the kid from Degrassi who plays the main character, Dame. What's the actor's name?
Mark Donato.
He's very, very good at this role.
Right.
And it was so trippy watching him on Degrassi.
Yeah.
And then watching him in this movie, because it's like, oh my goodness, this is a complete turnaround from what we actually see from him.
Right.
So, but it was really cool, too.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed it.
No, I liked him. I thought he was probably one of the better parts in the movie, to be honest with you. I thought he was menacing. I thought he was like a great leader to the group. He was he's like the villain.
He snapped.
And the best villain is the one that you kind of like, you get why they're doing what they're doing. So that's why he's like so good, because you understand all the motives and what made him to where he is now.
Mm-hmm.
And you understand the people that put him there. And that's kind of why he's acting the way he's acting. I thought he did a great job.
Yeah, absolutely. And I also think that the director did a really good job and the screenwriter did a really good job of showing us the outcast first, and what was going on with the high school.
Because
I feel like if we didn't know the relationship between our bullies and the bullied, then we really wouldn't know.
Exactly.
Like if it was more like a flashback kind of sense, I don't think everybody would have gotten the point.
Right.
But they spent like a good 20 minutes on rehashing.
Right.
And showing you where these kids come from and why they're so messed up in the head.
My only big flaw with it, and this is what I was kind of saying to our aunt that I was watching with earlier, is I think that they did such a good job on the outcasts and the nerds and stuff. I liked Emily, right?
Or was it? Emily, that's my girl.
I thought
my spirit animal.
She was amazing. The dude that picks a banjo, hell of a talent.
Jack!
I thought all those characters were great, and even, like, the side character of Curtis, because to me, I kind of, like, related with that, because I was always, like, I was cool with everybody.
You were the good, but popular dude.
Yeah, like I fucked with everybody, and, like, I never had problems with anybody. I wasn't an outcast, or I was on the football team and all that shit, but I was always going hang out with everybody, you know, chess team, who gives a shit.
You didn't single anyone out.
Yeah, and that's kind of, like, I related a little bit more to him, but... The other, to me, I felt like the most least fleshed out characters of all were the bullies and jocks and stuff. I didn't really, like, I know bullying exists. You know bullying exists. We've seen it in high school.
I've also been really, really tortured over the years.
Yeah, you've lived through it. So, but I think even you would say, like, it's not really like that. Like, there is situations like that, but I feel like those characters, like, sometimes with these horror movies, I feel like, the writing for the teenage life cannot always be spot on. And I thought those characters were just a little too not fleshed out. Like, they were just like, we made these outcasts so damn good and their motivation so damn good.
Let's just make these guys look like assholes.
Yeah, they're douchebags. Fuck it. And, like, they could be douchebags, but I thought, like, maybe add a few more scenes of them, like, really torturing them. Like, we only got three.
Yeah.
We only got the dude fucking with Dane in the bathroom. We got the girls saying they'd never be friends with Emily.
Yep.
And them fucking with him in the lunchroom.
Yeah.
And breaking the laptop in the bathroom and shit. But
the camera.
Yeah. And I like that stuff, but it never really felt like they were actual characters. It just felt like they were caricatures of douchebags in high school.
Yeah, pretty much. They just used the stereotypes, like the hot bitches and the football jocks that are assholes.
Yeah.
That kind of thing.
Like, it would have been cool if they would have even, like, fleshed out the characters a little bit more towards the end and, like, they say why they tortured them in the first place. Well, like, maybe I'm bullied at home because we always know usually a bully is going through some shit as well.
Exactly.
And that's why – but they never really got into that. They made – these guys aren't that great of people and they deserve what's coming to them. And that's
I would agree with you, though.
This movie gave.
I would agree with you because I do think that would have made the piece much more stronger.
Yeah.
If they would have showed us a little bit of the bully's home life.
Yeah. Because it was a good comment on society, I think, but that would have made it just a little bit better for me.
Yeah, it was a little bit one-sided.
Yeah. And, I get it, and I understand, and for, like, people that have gone through this and, like, the nerdies and the outcasts, like, this is your type of shit, like, if you always wanted, like, if I, like, this is Revenge of the Nerds on crack.
Yeah, if you guys have a strong stomach, because it is a little bit of a gruesome one.
Yeah.
So if you guys have a strong stomach and you've been bullied, you're going to love this movie.
Yeah,
because you're just going
to
love it.
I love you to death, Mindy, but, and I did see this before you, but watching it again, I was like, she knows I fucking hate this shit. She knows torture porn's not my shit. She's making me do this. But it's not as bad as Saw.
It's torture porn with the story.
Yeah. It's
not like Saw or Hostel.
Yeah. And the story, to me, was strong enough to keep me invested. I did have to look away for the finger shit and some other stuff like that. There was some stuff I'm not watching.
Yeah, some people lost fingers and stuff. So don't eat.
Yeah.
While you guys
watch. And I was. So I was like, fuck
you
that.
You always do
that. Yeah, I don't know why.
Every time I recommend a horror movie to him, guys, he always eats in the middle of it. And then he gets mad at me.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, why are you eating?
But the story was strong enough. The torture scenes were okay. I liked Emily putting the pins in the guy's throat and stuff. And I liked how she was kind of delivering the stuff. Some of the scenes fell flat for me though. Just like the torturing themselves. Like the scenes about they spent way too long on the fingers. That was like 30 minutes about them talking. Are we taking his fingers? Are we taking her fingers?
Yeah, they should have just choked.
Yeah.
At that point. Oh, like, there was no reason for that whole thing.
Yeah.
Like, it started off in the beginning as, like, Emily giving the popular girl a way out because she finally apologized to her. She was like, I'm really sorry for what we did.
Yeah.
And that was Emily's, like, basically, like, her branch as being like, okay, well, that's fine. I'm not going to hurt you. But I need you to hurt Bradley for me.
Yeah.
And if you don't, then Bradley's just going to fuck you up.
Exactly.
And Bradley does fuck her up. She loses two fingers.
And half a face eventually.
And then they sit her back down because she decides that the pain is too much and that she wants to take Bradley's fingers. And she sits down by Bradley and she can't do it. She just can't. She can't do it. And Emily... tells her that if she doesn't, she's going to put the compound on her face and never take it off. And this compound started off as like a tingly sensation, kind of numbing.
Yeah.
And then a burning. And then your skin peels off.
Yeah.
So it was really intense. Like, they got this stuff from, like, the high school, like, lab.
Yeah.
So they weren't messing around.
No, they were not fucking around. And I like the character of Heather as well, because
mm-hmm.
that's the chick that got all the bad shit happened to her. I like that character because she is, to me, she's the ideal, and she's the one of the bullies that actually worked for me, because I saw her as the one chick that's like, you see this a lot, especially in groups of them like that, where there's the one that's actually kind of a good person and actually does have a heart, but she's going along with the rest of it, so she's just as bad. Like, she's still making fun of this girl. She's still being a complete bitch, and she's still being a bully, but she's more, like, doing it because everyone else is doing it around her.
And I noticed that with the whole Emily scene at her locker when the three of them were talking to her. She didn't really talk that much. I think she said, like, one line was, like, don't you want to get your cherry popped? And, like, that was it.
Yeah.
To me, that's not that bad. I've been tortured much worse. I've had my books thrown down the stairs and then me thrown down the stairs after it. That's not that bad.
Yeah, but and it's even like even if like she did do like a lot of bad shit, it's like it made sense to me for the character. I did think they kind of went a little too much to kind of make her a hero with I can't do this and
yeah,
I can't
one
do
of
that
them,
and all that
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, they did a little too much on the breaking.
Because like, and that's when I was, like, sitting there, like, this isn't what this movie's about.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not about her being a hero. She's a disposable, like, we're just here.
Curtis is already the hero.
Yeah,
he's
Curtis
gone.
Is the man, dude. And poor Curtis went through a whole bunch of shit.
He really did, man, because he was the only black guy in the movie.
Yeah.
And so, and we're talking, like, 2012. I believe it was filmed in, like, 2009 or something, or 2010.
Yeah,
I think
it
I
came
heard.
Out in 2010.
Okay. And, like, Curtis, he was the dude. He was the hero, essentially. He was, I mean, he, did he die? I don't think he died.
No, he didn't die. He made it at the end. You see him with the cast at school.
Oh, yeah, he did. But I would say that Curtis was really, really good. I really liked that character. And I kind of hated Dean for a second for killing the Muslim kid.
Oh, Dane?
Yeah.
Yeah, I
Dane. Sorry, guys.
And that's why that character worked for me so much, too, because he's such a good villain.
Yeah, he really is.
He's taking down his own people, too, and he's like, this thing is bigger to him than everyone else, and you can tell. Like, this is everything he's ever worked for. This is his moment where he's going to fuck everybody up, and he feels like the man. And anyone that gets in the way of that, even his best friend, Ravi, gets fucked. Because when I saw Ravi get fucked with the whole Curtis thing, that was sad, because that was a good kid.
Yeah.
He was a good kid.
He was just trying to help.
Yeah.
I mean, Dane himself said, we're not going to hurt Curtis. We're not going to have him be a part of this. Do not let him get on the truck to the party.
Yeah.
But he did. And then Robbie's like, he doesn't deserve this. We need to get rid of him. And Dane's like, no, no one leaves.
Yeah.
Fate.
And then that, and it did well because that built up everything to Emily shooting Dane at the end when
mm-hmm.
she kind of realized he was getting a little too corrupt. And then
she's
like,
she's like, I'm done.
Now. Yeah, I'm done.
I've had enough.
Yeah, that's exactly what she said. And then the other kid's like, me too.
Yep, Jack's like, I've had enough too. And he takes the gun away from Emily and shoots her.
Yep.
And then the police actually come in and talk to Jack for a second, try to reason with him. And Jack tells him, like, there are thousands of us out there. We are the broken.
Yeah.
We are the teased, we are the mocked, we are the disgruntled, and we did our job. And he shoots himself in the head.
Yep.
So powerful.
It was powerful. It was a good scene, and it wrapped everything up nicely. And I really enjoyed that part of the movie. The other thing about the jocks, and just the fact that there was like 20 of them in the room, and I knew three of them. I knew three of the bullies, and they only picked out three of the bullies that we saw fucking with them, and the rest of the people in the room, I guess, were just...
I think they did, like, four.
Okay, yeah, three or four.
Yeah, they did, like, four.
But just, we assume the rest of the people are dicks, too. We just never really saw it. Like, we just saw them in a group at the beginning, like, but they never really did anything.
But that's also why Dane said to them, like, so we will be spectators.
Yeah.
Most of you are just going to witness the horror.
Yeah.
And get the lesson. Some of you will be taught the lesson.
Yeah.
So, like, it made a lot of sense why he didn't touch them.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, I think if they did more characters, we wouldn't have liked it as much. because it would have focused too much on torture porn.
Yeah. I agree. I think what they did pretty well. And I enjoyed
how they – and Curtis and the old man was my favorite scene. The old man – and Curtis
– this is the guy that has clearly been in Vietnam.
And we've come a long way racially in movies and stuff, and people are finally starting to see the light
but
and understand.
This poor kid, oh my God, man, he almost got shot by a cop.
Yeah, and the fact that he, I'm not going to quote what he said, but the fact that he had to make that phone call and say it in the way he did just so the cops would come, I found fucking hilarious, and it's like, he gets it. and he's like, it's like that poor bastard, he shouldn't have to go through this, but it's like, he's in a southern town. And, like, the shit makes everyone's kind of a hillbilly, and, like, it makes sense why he did it. And it was, like, good for you, Curtis. Keep fucking do what you got to do, buddy.
Exactly. I mean, that was actually really funny.
Yeah.
Curtis's part was hilarious. And I felt really bad for him at the end, because at the end, I don't know if Daniel realized this, but one of the kids didn't kill themselves.
Yeah. It pissed me. He wasn't there, though.
No, he was. He was in the woods killing everybody. He took out that mom vet.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did. That's why he was on the ATV.
Oh.
Or the motorbike.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, he was the same kid that was in the woods. Dane had made sure that he got a posse of, like, 10 people.
Yeah.
And some of them were inside with him. Others were protecting the perimeter.
I really don't remember seeing that kid in the movie until the beginning. And that's why I was kind of pissed off when I saw him, because it's like I saw him at the beginning at a lunch table once, and then I did not. I saw the kid the wore the swastika and stuff and the
mm-hmm.
German shit.
Andrew.
Yeah, Andy. Yeah, him. And I know the Strummer, Jack, and Emily, and Dane, and Ravi, and all that. And I know there's a couple other ones.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't remember seeing that kid that much. And then when I saw him at the end of the motorcycle, I was like, oh, I guess he's supposed to be one of them?
Yeah, and I felt really bad for Curtis, because he knew.
Yeah.
As soon as he heard it, like, you could see him shiver.
Well, and that was just the director saying, like, maybe a sequel.
Yeah.
like,
I mean, but this movie doesn't need a sequel.
No, it's a good standalone film.
Yeah.
I don't think it needs another one. It doesn't need to be a franchise.
No.
Obviously, it came out in 2010, and it's 2023. It's not going to be a franchise.
Thank God.
And I like what it was. I thought for a standalone movie, I thought the plot was good enough. I do think I understand the lesson. I do think it did get botched in some areas. Like I said, showing maybe the home life of the bullies a little more, making them a little more compelling.
Absolutely.
I mean, I'm cool with just, like, seeing people get fucked because I don't like them in horror movies. That's cool,
but
too.
But Dane was sadistic.
Yeah. He was the best part of the movie. I fucking would give his, like, I'm giving the movie probably 6.5 desks out of 10. But Dane's performance, Mark Donato, the Degrassi kid, I'm giving it a 10 out of 10. That kid was fucking killer. He made the movie for me. He was like, he was the villain.
And like his mantra.
He was
when
so
he
good.
Was like in the gas mask.
Yeah.
And he was telling everybody why they were there. Like that was so menacing
yeah.
and creepy. And it's like, oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Who are you?
I love Jack and Emily as standalone characters. And I think they did great. But
they
this,
were sweet.
This
but...
was Dane's movie, though.
Yeah.
Like, he was the movie. Like,
mm-hmm.
he made
he
all these
it.
Scenes. I was, like, staring at the TV, like, what the fuck is King going to do? You saw the build-up great with him with the gun to his head in his room, and then he's like, nah, you got to be prepared or whatever he kept saying to himself.
Yeah, you can't be a wimp.
Yeah.
You've got to be prepared for this. You cannot be a wimp.
Yeah.
You gotta be strong.
And his just dialogue with the bullies was just so good. And he just looked like this, like, I believed he was this tortured kid that just snapped.
Yeah. And, like, he even got in one of the football player's face, the one that lost his fingers, almost lost his fingers. He went right up to him and was like, you made me this.
Yeah.
It's you that's to blame.
Because whether it's horror, action, any movie, I'm a movie guy, I love movies, but the best thing about a movie to me will always be the villain, always
mm-hmm.
be the bad guy. And I guess he might be the protagonist in this, but I look at him in a very antagonistical role because
he
kind of went evil.
Switched.
Yeah.
Like, as soon as that night happened, he kind of turned evil,
yeah.
honestly. Like, he lost his sympathy for everybody. He
yeah.
killed one of his best friends.
Yeah.
So just like his whole performance, like I was just watching and the transformation of that character and that whole character arc to him getting shot at the end and him like going to kill Curtis and him not like backing down when Curtis is like, stop. It's like, this is great. Everything about it was great. He even still recognized how he's like, the world would be better if there was more people like you, Curtis, but there's not. And that's why there's people like us. And it's like, that was so fucking profound. I don't know if he said it like that, but he said that.
That was pretty much what he meant.
And it was like, this is fucking great. Him, Curtis, Emily, and I'll give Jack too, even though he just played a mean banjo, but those guys made the movie.
He did some mighty fine picking.
He really did, because when Emily's fucking people up and torturing them and he's just strumming in the back, like it's a menacing sound.
It's like, oh my goodness, how did he make country banjo music so scary?
So creepy, yeah. It's right up there with the Nightmare on Elm Street theme, the Halloween theme.
Red Light Hand that we used here, like, it's just as creepy.
Yeah, watching shit happen to that, like, that made it scarier. Like, I'm like, oh, shit.
It actually reminded me of Insidious with the Tiny Tim song that goes through the tulips.
Yeah.
It kind of reminded me of that.
Yeah.
Without lyrics.
Yeah, but I thought all the performances were pretty good.
Absolutely.
I enjoyed it.
I really enjoyed it. I enjoyed it probably more than I should, but... Like I said, I was also bullied. But I could understand and sympathize with all of the characters.
Yeah.
Because Daniel was popular. So I knew the popular arc and whatnot. And I knew, of course, I knew the outcast and whatnot. And, like, honestly, this isn't quite torture porn for me. I mean, yeah, they're torturing them a little bit and whatnot. But I've seen a lot worse.
Yeah.
We've seen a lot worse. We watched this movie called The Basement that we might do on here, and the guy ate his teeth.
Yeah.
So.
And I think that's why I like Curtis so much, too, though, because he is the popular kid, but he doesn't give a fuck about all the shit. He doesn't make fun of people. He's not. No. And there are people like that in the world that are just like people like him, and they fuck with everybody.
Yeah, they're just cool genuine everybody. People yeah. that want to get along with everyone and make everyone feel special.
And he was just the wrong person at the wrong time. I mean, I'm glad he didn't die, but it's still like he was just at the wrong place at the wrong time. And I thought that was even a good arc, that it's like, we like Curtis, he's a good guy, but he's here now, so.
But I liked how Emily stood up for herself and Robbie when she shot Dane.
Yeah.
Because the reason she did it was because he was about to kill Curtis.
Yeah.
And she didn't want Curtis.
And that was basically her saying, this is not what this was for. This is not what we were here to do. We kind of did what we were here to do. It's over now. I've had enough. I think that was a beautiful way to end it.
Absolutely. And Jack being like kind of like the big brother in her life and taking her life because she asked him to, basically. I mean, that's a hard thing to do to your friend.
Yeah.
Very hard. Like when Dane... went after Robbie, I was shocked.
Yeah.
Because that's just not something that happens. They don't turn against each other.
And it was cool, too, because it showed you that these people have been tortured so much and what it can do to you. And it showed you that Dane was the one that it was too much.
He broke.
He hit his point, and there's no point of return. You're not getting this kid back. He's fucked now. But you see Emily and Jack, and they are still good people on the
inside. They still have some sympathy.
They're not bad people. They've just been pushed to this point. And then that's why she's like, I'm done
now. They just want it to be over.
Yeah.
Like, even at the campfire when they're talking about it, like, she says, like, I'm at peace now. I'm a lot more at peace now knowing that we're going to do this.
Yeah.
But I don't want to take it too far.
Yeah.
So, like, honestly, I love Dane, but I do got to give it to Emily.
Yeah.
Because that was a really big decision that she made.
Well, and that's what was kind of cool, because she's kind of the heart of the movie.
Mm-hmm.
And she's kind of the, like, she's the one that she's just as fucked, just as traumatized as Dane, but it didn't.
She finds a little bit of sympathy in her.
Yeah, she didn't hit the boiling point as much. She's just wanted to do what they were going to do and then call it.
Yeah, she still had sympathy and empathy towards her.
No, I don't condone this woman's actions.
No, absolutely not.
I don't care.
Do not stick needles
in
somebody unless they actually go for acupuncture, because that's what she's doing with an acupuncture treatment.
But bullying is not okay, but, you know.
Neither is bullying back.
No.
Because that's what they did.
If you want to hit the gym, get ripped, beat the guy's ass, do what you got to do. Yeah. But I would not... roofie them at a party and put needles in their throat.
Yeah, no, that's just taking it too far. Yeah. At that point, the bullied has become the bully.
Yeah. And I think that's what they showed so well about Dame, too, mm-hmm. that he became what he hated.
Dame,
like, that's what's so good. Like, he became everything he fucking hated.
That's why when he heard the one football player that he had a really big problem with say to him, I can't beat you, and he was like, I know you can't. That's why I'm doing this.
Yeah.
You broke me. You made me this way.
Yeah.
Your friends, they took care of my friends. But you and me, we got a score to settle.
Yeah.
And, guys, he actually put this guy in a wheelchair.
Yeah.
Like, he disabled him for the rest of his life.
He made him a paraplegic.
Yeah. Because he was like, I don't want you to ever have sex again. I don't want you to ever play football again. I don't even want you to ever walk again.
He didn't kill him, but he took away everything that made him happy.
Yeah, which is what he promised all of them at the beginning. I'm not going to kill you, but you will know the lesson.
Yeah. And I'm sure he knows now. You got anything else? Or what are you going to rate this?
I would rate it at least 7.5 desks.
Yeah.
Out of 10, for me personally. But that's just because I've seen the actors in different situations that it wasn't a horror movie. So to me, this is really, really, really good.
Yeah.
Seeing them be so evil.
Yeah.
So I will have to give it a solid 7.5.
Yeah, I would agree. I mean, I don't know if I can say many more nice things about him, but it was Mark Donato's coming out party as an actor.
And I feel really bad because he's not around anymore.
Not really.
He doesn't act. I think he's in college, honestly. He's a year older than a year older than I am.
32.
Yeah.
There's no filmography for him. But
nope.
He, good actor. I mean, he did well here. This is just his performance. He knocked it out of the fucking park.
Absolutely. Good on you, Mark Donato.
Yeah.
Good job.
With that being said, you want to call it or?
Yeah, let's call it. But we got to see. We got to point our fingers at Daniel for a second and see what we're doing next week.
Okay.
Here we go.
Ready?
I'm ready.
I don't know if you are.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Because we will be doing, drum roll, Friday the 13th, part 3-6, the Tommy Jarvis trilogy. And we will be talking about the Tommy Jarvis trilogy, a very critical moment in a great franchise, maybe the best moment.
And guys, real quick before we go, I do have a little bit of news for you because that's what people look at me for.
Yeah.
Halloween will be available for viewing on October 15th on Peacock Premium. You do have to sign up for it, but you can unsubscribe as soon as you're done watching the movie and not pay a dime, so still free. And also, we just got the trailer dropped for Sci-Fi's Chucky. A reboot series kind of thing, continuation of the first, three movies.
Yeah.
And it is going to, it looks amazing, guys. They
yeah.
brought back Andy. They brought back Tiffany. They brought back Chucky's real voice actor. It's going to be a hell of a ride.
Oh, yeah.
So that's on Sci-Fi starting about 2 weeks.
Sweet.
So we will see you guys next week.
And in 2 weeks, we will probably, on the 16th, because we have next week set in stone, we're going to do Halloween.
Right? Oh, absolutely.
Okay. That's what I'm thinking.
Absolutely. That's what we're here for.
All right. Sweet. So that's basically the plan for the next 2 weeks. Scaredy Cat Nation, it's been a good one. Go ahead and hit the noise, Mindy.
We'll see you guys later. Check us out on Facebook, YouTube, Snapchat, Twitter, all that good stuff. We love you guys.